From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP may try again today to conduct a crucial test of a cap it installed yesterday on the well that's been spewing oil into the Gulf of Mexico. The government called off a planned test yesterday after raising concerns that the operation could backfire and make the leak worse. Separately, BP has also stopped drilling at least one of two relief wells designed to be a more permanent solution to plugging the leak. One of the largest coke manufacturing facilities in the U.S. is still on fire following an explosion today south of Pittsburgh. 15 workers at the U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works plant were injured. More details from Larkin Pace Jacobs of member station WDUQ.
Emergency crews are on the scene after the blast occurred around 9:30 this morning in the number 2B battery, or coke oven, where initial reports indicate flammable gas ignited. The B battery is the largest coke-making battery at the complex. Workers with burns were transported to a number of area hospitals. Coke is a fuel made from coal that's used in blast furnaces to create steel. None of the injuries are believed to be life-threatening. Officials say the plant has been stabilized and OSHA has initiated an investigation. The facility has about 1,100 workers. In September, an explosion at the plant killed one worker and injured another. For NPR News, I'm Larkin Page Jacobs in Pittsburgh.
At least 8 American soldiers have been killed in southern Afghanistan in the last 24 hours by roadside bombings and Taliban gunfire. This occurred again in the south, where U.S.-led forces have been making a steady push against Taliban-dominated areas. Yesterday, 3 British troops died. One of their Afghan army allies attacked them with rocket-propelled grenades and gunfire. The Democratic chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee is questioning why the State Department does not include on its list of foreign terrorist groups the 2 major groups of insurgents the U.S. is fighting in Afghanistan. More on this from NPR's David Wellner.
Just back from a trip to Afghanistan and Pakistan, Senate Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin is demanding that the State Department put both the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network on its list of foreign terrorist organizations.
There is no excuse for those groups not to be on the foreign terrorist list. It's long overdue. And both the Taliban and the Haqqani Network inside of Pakistan should be added to that list to reflect the importance, the seriousness, that we give to their presence in Pakistan.
Levin said he urged Pakistani leaders he met with to pursue the 2 insurgent groups, which have headquarters in Pakistan's northern tribal areas. Pakistan's intelligence services are widely believed to back the 2 groups. David Wellner, NPR News, the capital.
Dow's down 18 points. This is NPR News. Prosecutors in Germany say all German branches of the Swiss bank Credit Suisse are being searched in a wide-ranging tax evasion investigation. Details from NPR's Eric Westervelt.
Johannes Mulken of the prosecutor's office in Dusseldorf says nearly 150 police officers, accountants, and prosecutors are now searching Credit Suisse branches in Berlin, Munich, Frankfurt, Dusseldorf, and 9 other German cities. He says the bank is cooperating. The searches are based on information on a CD of data a German state government recently purchased from an unidentified whistleblower. The CD contains data documenting alleged tax evasion by Germans using Swiss accounts. Prosecutor Mulken says they're investigating at least 1,100 potential tax evasion cases based on the CD. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
The future of the diabetes drug Avandia may be determined in a vote later today. An advisory panel of scientists put together by the Food and Drug Administration is deciding whether to recommend that the GlaxoSmithKline drug should be pulled from the market. Following reports, it could be linked to heart attacks and strokes. The country's largest civil rights organization is unanimously backing a resolution condemning what it calls racist elements of the Tea Party movement. The NAACP adopted the measure yesterday during its annual convention in Kansas City. Some Tea Party activists press the NAACP to withdraw that proposal, calling allegations of racism unfounded. After a morning of small gains, U.S. stocks starting to lose ground. Last check on Wall Street, Dow is down more than 20 points at 10,341. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.